You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
All right, you're listening to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. I'm your host, David Baer, and today I am super, super excited to have with me an expert in a lot of things that I am not an expert in. Particularly, and we're going to dive into this in a moment, but particularly data analytics. So get ready for a super sexy topic. And it is, by the way, when you realize what it reveals in your business. I'm talking to Bell Neba, who is the executive director of African Ubora, which is a digital media and marketing company that supports small businesses to effectively compete in the global economy. She's also a founder of a media site called African Vibes, which celebrates contemporary Africa. And she has another business that I won't go into too much detail, but has a wide range of really beautiful African products from artisans and designers, from fashion to jewelry as well. So I'm really, really excited to have this conversation. Bell, welcome.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you.
So as I alluded to just a moment ago, data analytics.
Yes.
I have a business partner who is the data analytics guy in our business. I'm the copywriter, you know, emotional, touchy-feely guy when it comes to marketing. And, you know, you would think maybe we butt heads a lot, but in fact, we don't. We complement each other's skill set. And I let a lot of what he shows me in terms of the numbers, what they're telling us, to really guide the stuff that I'm doing with my team. So I'm curious, what's the story with data? How did you get into this world of numbers and data analytics in the first place?
That's a great question, David. So I have a background in data and analytics, systems building from my corporate life. I have had many lives. That's one of them. But not even necessarily in this context, even though it played heavily in that area. When it came to business and marketing, one thing that is very common is we have all these tactics, right? All these things, you know, buzzwords, you know, these one-day funnels and that promise to generate $1 million. And there are all these promises. And yet when people go to execute on the promises, sometimes it falls flat. And I don't understand why. They're like, okay, you know, this person made this promise. I took this course. I paid for this seminar and still I'm not getting the big promise. And yet there are many variables that they were not taking into consideration. So sometimes I would sit with a client and they're either saying my ad isn't working, my this isn't happening. And you can either start with sounding like a magician to say, go try that and try this and you would get this outcome, or let the data tell you what's happening. So I started realizing that instead of trying to guess what the issues were, it was easier for me to look at what the data was telling me. The data would tell me if I'm doing it right or wrong, and then just follow the data like breadcrumbs, like a little compass. And that has worked really well in moving the needle in my business. And it's helped most of my clients, the one that actually buy into the idea that the data is the way to go, not something that someone just advised them to do that might have worked in person A's business, but not necessarily would work in theirs.
So you started your marketing firm a few years ago.
Yes.
And it was, I think you had told me, informed by your own business's needs to really be able to understand the data and understand the numbers better.
Absolutely.
You want to share a little bit of that story?
Yes. So I have a media business, which I had when I started my media business. It was a print publication carried in bookstores nationwide. And I had advertisers, but then there was no way of telling an advertiser whether the ad was working or not, right? So they just put it there for maybe branding purposes. And I struggled with that. And so when a small advertiser either came to me at the time and said, okay, I want to place an ad, I wanted to make sure they were going to get their money's worth. But then at some point I started going against myself because I kept thinking it would be easier if we put it online, because then we can know if people are clicking on it. How do we know if people like this ad? And I found myself in that struggle. And then I was also wondering, how do I know if the content we're putting out at the time it was in print, whether people like it or not? So the first round with my print publication, I went online and I was trying different things online, and certain topics would resonate. People would get really active around, and certain topics would not. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's actually how I had a spin-off of a fashion brand, was because I found that whenever we talked about fashion, it took a life of its own. Like completely, the data was telling me what people wanted to hear. And so just a couple of years ago, I realized if I wanted to enjoy serving people who even came to us at the time that were using our media channels, I had to get into marketing, because it was one thing to just tell people, okay, how about you go do this, do that, then come back, versus helping them do it, because some of the businesses had no clue. I just knew what to do because I was doing it in my business and it was working. But when I tell them to go do it, they didn't know where to begin. And so that naturally evolved into a marketing agency.
So the where to begin part, this is an interesting one, because, you know, there's a range of different business types, businesses that are, you know, entirely online, like e-commerce businesses. There's businesses that have this hybrid online offline existence, where maybe they'll, well, this past year, a lot of businesses that have been offline really did get online a lot more, and may find that they're, you know, reimagining themselves as online businesses. But, you know, there's a lot of businesses that really live in the offline world. And you talked about the difference between the data that you could collect in a print publication versus a website. Talk a little bit about, you know, where you would counsel a business owner, let's say in, you know, a services business, in a local retail business where they're not really doing, you know, online stuff. What are the things that they really need to be considering when it comes to the type of data that they should be tracking in the first place?
Another great question, David. So even a business that doesn't consider themselves an online business are an online business. And here's why. Yelp. Let's take Yelp, for example. So Yelp looks at communities and they add those businesses into Yelp. There are offline businesses that may not even realize that they're getting customers because somebody listed them without their knowledge. Now, there's a benefit and danger to that. So somebody lists you, you're not controlling the narrative. If a customer is upset, they go to Yelp, they leave a nasty comment, you lose business. Because most people go Google a business before they do business with somebody new, even when it's a referral. So right there, you could be saying, oh, I'm not an online business, but you are. You're just not controlling the story that's being told about your business. So for businesses that want to get started or that are offline and are considering going online, I would say start first with controlling the narrative. Start by looking at where am I listed currently? Because there's sites that would list your business without you even knowing about it. And I know this firsthand. I see my business sometimes. So sometimes someone will contact us and say, we saw you here or you were mentioned here. And I'm like, really? I didn't even know we were listed there. And so you have to constantly look at who is representing you and make sure that your business is properly represented. So I would say start there. Then you can ease your way into things like search engine optimization. Now, of course, I always say businesses, you want to be on social media, not because you enjoy, you know, checking out Kim Kardashian's latest gossip or any of that, just because the nature of how people interact these days is so much in that interface that you want some kind of representation so that they can find you before they jump to your competitor. But if you were just getting started, I'll say start first by claiming your profiles in these directories that are very widely used.
And, you know, once they are listed and in better control of those platforms, what are the things that they need to pay attention to know whether, you know, they're leveraging those platforms properly, for example?
Another good question. Now, there's this fun thing. It's either called a pixel or a tag. And there are probably other ways people reference them. And if you're not technical, you might start thinking, oh my goodness, this is technical stuff. But it's kind of the language that we've all gotten used to. So if you can imagine that you want a tracker, right? So today, if you're not paying attention online, there are people that find you online in the methods that I've mentioned. It could be maybe it's Yelp, or if you had even the most basic LinkedIn profile, maybe they're even finding you on there that you're not paying attention to any of those things. But you want to know where your people are coming from, if they're finding you online. So you kind of need a tracker to say, to something to help tell you where the people are coming from. If you're sitting in your business and somebody just calls you up, usually maybe you have a process that says, okay, how did you learn about us? But if you don't know where they found you to call you up. Online, however, even if you don't ask directly, a tag, a Google tag or a pixel can help you identify where you're getting a lot of business. Sometimes it's not even a source that you may be thinking about or a source that you've been actively promoting. Then you can double down on that avenue to say, oh, wow, okay, I'm getting all these people from this source that I hadn't thought about. And you can take advantage of it. Maybe you were not paying attention to it as much as you should have.
So, you know, you remind me of something that in the olden days, whenever that may have been, we saw a lot of, you know, newspaper ads would have a coupon that you would clip and send in, and you would be able to track that it came from that particular ad. Or radio ads would usually, you know, say, call this number, which could be a tracking number itself, or call this number and give them this special discount code. And then right. That would help people track. So what you're talking about is a lot easier ultimately, sure. Because it doesn't require anything manual. You can do all of this. Now, there is a tracking tool that everybody has access to. It's free and should be using in their business. What is that? And can you explain how it works?
Yes. So everybody should be using there are actually a few, because now I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was going down the Google Analytics
path. I know. I thought, is it just but, Google? Do I give them Google or Facebook, which actually has the most people in the world as far as social? But when we're thinking about tracking and again, I don't want to use the word basic, because if you're not familiar, then this is we're really speaking in a completely different language. Google is the brain of the world. It's where you're having your questions, you go and type them in. So the amount of data that they've collected on all of us is, we can't even process it, right? So now they give us a tool. They give us a tool, Google Analytics, to help us have a window into what are people looking for? What are they typing into the search engines to find certain pieces of information? And if you want to advertise, they give you some good analytics on how to organize, how to connect and communicate in order to be found by the people that are looking for you. And the best part is it's free. Now, are there tools that sometimes ask you to pay some heavy sums to try to organize it differently for you? There are. But I still think Google Analytics on its own still performs better than some of the paid tools. So as a business, you certainly want to actually get the Google suite of tools, the Google console. And if, again, this is too technical and you have someone technical enough that can help set it up, that would be one of the best things you could do for your business. Because with the console, you can start, when you're thinking about how am I represented? You can see issues with how you're being represented. Google helps you out with that. With analytics, you can see, okay, are there words that I'm ranking for? And what that means, again, I'm dumbing it down. Some of you may already understand this, but Google, if you think of Google, Google is an artificial intelligence, right? So Google is trying to make the best guess. When I come to Google and I enter a question, a need. My daughter has a headache and I have a question for Google. Google continuously try to give me the best possible answer. And in order to do that, they can't just go by the words I enter. They have to think again about what could my intent be. So if I went and I was looking for a product for my hair, Google is not going to give me blog posts. It's going to give me e-commerce sites, because Google is thinking my intent is to purchase. So they try to gauge the intent. If I go enter, I want to eat certain things and I put some food, you know, an apple pie in Google, it's thinking, okay, maybe I want to bake an apple pie. So it gives me a recipe and they present that post differently. Why it wasn't always like this. Google has evolved and it would continue to evolve. That's why it's such an incredible tool. And of course, every time it evolves, some people suffer for it because they've been doing things the old way and then Google changes and their traffic tanks. But if you think about Google's intent, then you have to position yourself with that in mind. Google is actually doing all of us a favor. It's trying to help us better communicate and better connect with our ideal clients. That's all it's trying to do. So it's forcing us to think about that conversation. You're a copywriter, David, so you know this because you put the words together. You connect in that aspect. When somebody now is looking at data and analytics, or maybe even you, you're looking at, okay, is it connecting? Analytics tells you if the copy is connecting. That's how, like for our media site, we look at our copy, we look at how much traffic we're getting, we look at bounce rates, we look at sessions to determine, are we connecting with the people that we're trying to connect? Is Google thinking that we're connecting based on how they're ranking us? There are weeks when we rank high and they send us so much traffic because people have a particular conversation in mind. So it's a huge, it's a powerful tool to inform us of how to connect with our clients or those that are interested in what we have to offer.
And even the most basic information that sometimes we don't have available to us or we're not aware of is how much activity are we getting on our website? How many people are coming? Where are they coming from? And simply, you know, by setting up your Google Analytics account and putting a little piece of code on your website, you can find this. I was working with a winery client recently. And they had no idea how much activity their website was getting. And so when I said, oh, well, do you have Google Analytics? Let's go look. We opened up their account, which they'd had for years. They had never looked at it or taken advantage of it. And we got a wealth of information. Yes. Not only were they getting a lot more visits, but they were getting the traffic from places that they were unaware of. And that then gave them information that they could feed into what they are doing in their marketing spend, in their time spent in marketing, their effort, where maybe they shouldn't be spending as much time as they currently are, and a lot of other things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've nailed it. A lot of people just spend money, and I see that, and I'm sure you do too. They just spend. You cannot go online and be efficient without looking at the data. Otherwise, you blow a lot of good money chasing ghosts. That's how I call it, chasing ghosts, because you're guessing. Why guess when the data is telling you where to look? It's telling you where the action is, what's happening. Earlier, I had mentioned tags. Tags take it even a step further, but you don't even have to get that technical. Like you were saying, David, I mean, just a simple tool. Google now has, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they call it the Google Kit, where you set it up and you can hook up all your stuff. They make it so easy to now hook it up. And I usually use the WordPress platform. If you're not familiar, it's like one of the, in my opinion, the best web development platforms there is. And it's all just so plug and play for most things to just get this set up. And all of a sudden you have an avalanche of data. You know, we were seeing a lot of traffic from, you know, Facebook at one point where we thought Pinterest was for one of our sites was going to be the one that was going to be delivering all the traffic. And I was shocked. I had done a Q&A on Quora. I don't know if you're familiar with Quora.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, we were getting a lot of traffic from Quora. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what's happening in Quora? I hadn't even paid attention to that. So it informs you. It's a very powerful tool.
And you bring up a really interesting point, which is that you in your business are likely out there doing things in public. Like, mm-hmm. So Quora, for those who don't know, is a site where people can ask questions and then others can come and answer the questions. And mm-hmm. often, if you're strategic about the way that you answer the question, you'll lead them to a blog post that you've created, which brings them back to your website. So that's a strategy. Mm-hmm. Another thing that is very common these days is what we're doing right now. We're podcasting, and you know, there's going to be an opportunity to share our information with you, our listeners, so that you can find us. And what's the big hot thing right now? Clubhouse. Even Clubhouse is, you know, a place where people are getting up on that virtual stage, sharing some information, and there's an audience eager to find out more about that, you know, that person who just said that brilliant thing. So don't forget about all of these places that you're spending time that you would normally, you know, dismiss or forget about or say, oh, well, I didn't pay for an ad there, so I can't possibly be, you know, getting business from that source.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, even paid ads. There are a lot of organic strategies, some which you've already listed, like being on Quora and certain social media outlets that are organic strategies, meaning they're not, you're not paying, but you're getting a lot of juice. Like a client of mine who is in a food blogger and makes, you know, we're going to hit seven figures this year. No ads. We didn't do any ads. It's all purely organic stuff, going after keywords.
So they're not paying for ads to get to their site, but are they're making money from ads or affiliates or something else on their site.
Okay. Correct. The site is beautifully monetized. And what they're going after are keywords. They're positioning themselves, like I mentioned, to be that best answer to that question when people come in looking for certain recipes. And it's been working beautifully, and they've been able to outrank their competitors because they pay attention to what it's important, the data. They look at what we said, what's the data telling us? Okay, how do we do? Okay, this one, we've posted this piece of content. It's not tracking, something else is tracking. Why? We look at why. And the thing that tells us why is the data. Is the data in Google Analytics or even the tools that say we serve you up analytics, they hook up to Google Analytics to serve that information back to you. So yes.
So you talked about this particular client of yours. For folks who are interested in the type of work that you do at Ubora, what other types of clients do you work with, and what are your specialties? I assume data is a big part of it.
Yeah. So I do a lot of, right now, most of our clients are either social media management clients who just, they hear this, they know, yes, we need this. They just don't want to get into the business of marketing. And so we kind of operate as an extension of their marketing or as their marketing departments. For some of them, we take the management, we do the strategy, we do all of that. We build the foundation that they need. For some other clients, it's getting these systems set up. So they have someone to deal with the marketing, but they don't have systems. And so we come in and we look at, okay, we start establishing systems. And these are usually clients that are very successful already, but are overwhelmed and they want to scale, but they can't really scale because they don't have proper processes. We set up their KPI dashboards because I have which sometimes my clients and they're like, oh my God. I call it my command center. I use a tool called DataBox to have this little command center because I'm a data addict, as you can see. And I hook up all my stuff, right? I have the Facebook coming in. We use HubSpot. We have many tools for different purposes. And I have it all hooked up because I need to see a story from my different businesses. I need to be able to look at, for example, for a media business, are we engaging? Are we connecting? What's our reach like for my digital marketing? What's our conversion rate? How are people coming to us? What is our customer journey? We may have thought the journey was one way. Then we're finding that it's not quite that way. So there are many questions that I need answered. And so it's easier for me to just get all this data and organize it in one tool. Now, some tools already do this beautifully just within themselves. So you can also, like, again, data and Google Analytics already organizes a lot of information that some of these extra tools are not always necessary. But for an addict like myself, I kind of needed my own command center, as I call it.
Yeah, I have seen those dashboards with all those numbers, and I just, my eyes start to glaze over because it's just not my world, but I can understand and appreciate how useful it can be to guide a lot of decision-making.
Yes.
So if our listeners are interested in learning more about either your agency or finding you, where should they look?
So I'm on many of the key platforms. Again, I know there are many. I try to just focus on the few because I cannot be everywhere, but I'm on LinkedIn. My handle is Belle Niba on every platform that I'm on. B-E-L-L-E-N-I-B as in boy, A, so Belle Niba. So I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm heavily on Facebook and Instagram, heavily. LinkedIn, I'm on there too, more now, more lately. Mm-hmm. Twitter, not as much, but if anybody connects with me on any of those, they would find me. And then for the digital marketing, we have some really helpful, you know, little bits and pieces of, we try to keep it digestible, quick tips on our Instagram. It's Ubora Marketing. So U-B-O-R-A Marketing now. So at Ubora Marketing now on Instagram, and then just Ubora Marketing on Facebook. We kind of put these bite-sized pieces for people to just want to get a little bit of, you know, things to think about as far as marketing is concerned. So if you want to check that out, that would be great. But of course, we can always connect. I always love answering questions, no strings attached. You are stuck. You kind of just need someone to say, hey, this direction, or a tool that you need a recommendation on. I'm always game.
Excellent. Well, this has been a much more interesting and compelling topic than I thought at the beginning. I was being sarcastic when I said sexy, but in fact, there is some interesting stuff in the world of data analytics. And so, Belle Niba, thank you so much for introducing the topic to our audience and really going a little bit deeper with it and helping people understand the importance of tracking and understanding the implication of those numbers in their business. So we've been listening to More Perfect Marketing, and I really appreciate you, the listeners, taking time to hang out with us and welcome us into your world as well. So thank you, and thank you, Belle, as well.
Thank you, David.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.